damn, that weekend went by way too fast.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yes.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, welcome all my friends to the show that never ends. We are back. It is Monday, coming off a one-day weekend for me. I worked all freaking day, worked a full eight-hour day on Sunday. It'll be nice for the overtime, but it will just keep me tired. I'll be tired all week. My days are long. That's the thing. You ever do that, like, you've got your schedule, you know it, you really look forward to your weekends, to your me time, and then when something disrupts it, and it can be something like your spouse screwing you over, like, oh no, I told so-and-so we were coming over, and you're like, are you kidding me? I want to sit around in my underwear and scratch my balls and watch football. What is wrong with you? God. Yeah. I had a fun day at the Rams-Raiders game, even though I did not get to see the game because I was sitting in the parking lot, is what I was doing. Actually, I wasn't in the parking lot. I dropped off my boss at the game, and then I left, and I went down the street, and I went and got something to eat, and then there was like a mini mall. I went into, it's still in Inglewood. I went into a Ross next door to each other. This was weird. There was Ross and Marshall's next door to each other, little ways past the SoFi Stadium right there on Century Boulevard. And they've done a great job making that area like nice and putting cool stuff there. But it was weird that those stores were next to each other because they're so incredibly similar. Ross is better, in my opinion. But when I went inside, it was a freaking insanity. First off, I've never seen so much security in department stores in my life. There was at least five security guards, you know, and when you go into Ross or whatever, there's usually a security guard standing there, loss prevention person, and they're like, hey, welcome, and then, you know, they greet you. And it's just to let you know they're there. This, they had two dudes at the door, and then there were dudes floating around the store following people. And it's funny, the people they were following, I would give them an A for effort because they were profiling. Now, I know people say profiling is racist, but in that neighborhood, I would say most everyone in that store was Latin or Black, and they were following people that looked like thieves, not because they were Black or Latin, but more like, I would say, if anything, they were profiling more to the like homeless-y look, people that are probably going in and just steal stuff. And remember, now that you can steal $900 worth of stuff without being prosecuted, people have no F's to give. They know nothing's going to happen to them. So they go in stores and just steal. So these guys just follow people around. And I heard them telling people, like, hey, don't put that in your bag or whatever. And just kind of, guess, harassing them, hoping they would leave without stealing stuff. And I was like, damn. But the line to check out was insanely long. Like, there was a couple things I wanted to buy that I found. One of them, I think it was the first one I went to. So I think it was Marshall's, actually. Marshall's had an amazing little pet section, and there was some cool stuff I wanted to buy in there for my dumbass DOG. But when I saw the line, I was like, nope, not going to happen. Not buying anything. I'm out of here. And I was just really wasting time until the football game was over and I could go sit in hellish traffic and try to weasel my way back into the parking lot of SoFi as everyone was leaving. And that was not a fun event, but there was something fun. I found the pickup drop-off area at SoFi. I'm like, where can I go? And they're like, you can go over here and you can wait right here. So I pulled in and I parked. And the Raiders were losing badly. They came back and made a game of it, but they were losing badly. And I hate the Raiders and I hate the Raider fans. And it was so fun watching big, fat, drunk dudes with their Raider gear on leaving early. And then I call it my town car because no one can drive it but me. We got it when I went back to work at the company I work for now. I left and went to the university. When I came back, we got new cars, and I got one that's just for VIP use that I only use, and I use that this weekend for the football game. And it's a really beautiful new Navigator. And I'm sitting there, and people are coming up, banging on my windows, I'll pay you to drive. Like I'm a Uber or a, like, I want to roll the window down and be like, hey, I'm just here waiting on a rich dude that's inside watching the game. I work for him. I'm not an effing driver. I'm not a Uber or not a taxi. Go F yourselves. And I'm not a TCP. I don't have a TCP number or anything like that because my car is owned by my boss. It's in my boss's name. It's his car. I drive it, and he's my boss, and he pays me. So that is that. It was fun, though, but the Raider fans have come up. And I have to admit, to be honest, the Cholo Gangster Raider fans, it was, I'm an a-hole. You have to remember, I was a Raider fan forever. And those douches were a pain in the ass even then because they would always fight in the stadium, and it was crazy. You'd go to the games and be like, I hope I don't get in a fight. And I'm sitting there, and they're drunk, and I just roll the window down and go, Raiders! As they're walking by in defeat. Because I'm an a-hole. I can't help myself. I hate the Raiders, and I'm not a big fan of their fans. Usually, I won't like a team because of their fans, but I was for years and years and years a Raider fan. My brother had season tickets. We used to go to all kinds of games, at the Coliseum, and it was fun. One time, though, this is a true story. I was at a Raider game. My son was a baby, like a little baby. And I was working at Power 106 radio station then, but I was only doing, when my son was born, I hadn't taken over producing the morning show yet. I had just got back from New York. My ex-wife was pregnant when we left New York. We got home, and I went back to Power because that was my home where I started, and they loved me. So I'm like, I'll just work in promotions, whatever. And I had been on air in New York. But I get back, and I'm for a very short time, I'm working the street team. So we went to all of the Raider games. The Raiders were playing at the Coliseum. And we'd set up the big bus and the stage and give stuff away. And it was perfect because those crazy Cholo dudes were not only Raider fans, they were our audience. That's who listened to Power at that time. So I pull up in my car. My ex-wife is there. We have the baby, a little baby. And we're just going to walk over to the bus, do the shift, give stuff away. Then as soon as the game's about to start, we're done. So it's like a 3-4 hour shift. And I was the manager of promotions at that point, and I was going there to make sure everything went cool and to help out. And then I drove my car there. Then I was just going to go home afterwards rather than go back to the radio station or anything. And I remember walking with a baby, and we were leaving, and those idiots yelling and throwing shit at me because I was leaving the game. I was getting in my car and trying to leave the parking lot, and they're like, F you, pussy, why are you leaving a game? And throwing shit at my car because they were just drunk idiots. And I had a baby in the car. I was like, and my ex-wife's like, please don't get out of the car and fight these guys, because then it's really going to be bad because there's a baby in the car and you're going to be fighting probably more than one dude, and it would be bad. But it was a nightmare. Those fans are douchebags. I hated those fans when I was a Raider fan. Now I really hate them, and I will antagonize them if given the opportunity. Raiders! How'd it go in there? Even though I was listening to the game in the car, so I knew how it went. Hey, are you guys winning? Personally, though, I had a horrible sports weekend. My college team lost, my professional team lost, and I had a sucky one. Maybe that's my karma I get for making fun of Raider fans. Raider Nation. Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. I have a fun messing with him. All right, let's get to Fat to Fit or Else. I have another one I'm going to rant on. There's this dude. He's an Aussie. And his name is Ned Brockman. He's apparently an effing stud. And he does really crazy physical feats and raises money for charity. And all of it is going to raise money for homelessness in Australia. In fact, this guy raised $1.4 million by running 4,000 kilometers from Perth to Sydney in 46 days. The dude's insane. He's getting ready to run a 1,000-mile world record of 10 days, 10 hours, and 30 minutes and 36 seconds to run 1,000 miles. He's just a stud. Like, I'm sorry, you could do that. You are a badass. You are a in marathon running, and that's not even marathon running. That's insanity running. And like, that is some mind over matter, mental toughness stuff. And this dude is, he's an electrician. He's not even a professional runner. He does this crap just to do it and to raise money for charity. It's very admirable what this guy does. And I find this article, and the guy, and it's a writer. So writers are part of the media. The media is really woke. And they say all of these things, and they said that this is going to be very unpopular, and I want to point out how admirable it is that he raised money to combat homelessness. But this type of mental toughness that this guy flaunts, and he's, you know, and he's vocal about it. He's like, I just do it, and da-da-da-da, is a rebranded version of toxic masculinity. Yes, toxic masculinity. Here we go. Are you serious? Yeah. This dude is a freaking stud. And then this lady writer, whose name, I will let you know her name if you want to send her nasty letters or follow her on social media. Her name is Jill Stark. And she says, and she adds more than this guy. She says, what they're calling mental toughness is nothing more than rebranded toxic masculinity that they're pushing on young men. And it's not just guys like this who can run a 1,000 miles. It's anyone that does ice baths, paleo diets, biohacking, raw dogging, long haul flights, are all of these things that men are considering mental toughness are just toxic masculinity disguised, according to this lady. So, yeah, go F yourself, Jill Stark. You are what's wrong with the world. And by the way, I will tell you this. If my fat ass decided, you know what, I'm going to go in the ocean. The ocean's right down the street. I could hear it from my front yard sometimes. And be like, I'm going to go out there and go in the ocean. And it's cold. And then I start to drown. Fat people typically float, but I'm drowning. I'm sinking. I'm a fat guy that sinks. I would hope some badass mofo swimmer would come out and save me. And I think if my house was on fire, I would want some toxic masculinity to come and save me. I would want some Billy badass mofo to come kick the door down on my burning home and carry me and my family out to safety if we so needed it. What they call toxic masculinity is just dudes. Dudes being dudes, and not all dudes are like that. But don't shit on dudes that are dudes. It's absolute crap, and I'm so sick of it. I have a lot of toxic masculinity in myself. But I don't consider it toxic. I just consider it normal dude stuff. Like, you're just being a guy. Like, and we need men in this world. This world is insane. And sure, there's badass women. I'm not going to sit here and crap on women. I'm also not a guy that wants men competing in women's sports or taking scholarships away from female athletes. I'm a girl dad on top of that. But I don't see anything wrong with a man being super effing manly, because he can be. Because he's like, dude, I'm super jacked. I'm ripped. Look how badass I am. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take ice baths. I'm going to run 1,000 miles. It's like, good on you, dude. That's impressive as hell. I'm going to do nothing but applaud you. Sure, there's guys that are like that are douchey, but there's dudes like that are just dudes. And I would like to think if there's a war, some toxically masculine dudes are going to go fight that war for us so that our asses don't have to fight it here at home. We need those people. We need those people. Stop crapping on that. Stop crapping on men being men. And there are women that could do, there are women firefighters, they're all of that. I'm not saying they aren't. And I would imagine they would call them toxically masculine too, because they're outside of the female norm. Or are they applauded for being toxically masculine? I don't know, because I don't run in the circle of head up my assness. It just pisses me off. When I read this article, I'm like, are you serious? You're crapping on this guy that raised $1.4 million for homelessness because you don't like the way he did it? It was too masculine for you? Yeah. Eat a big fat bowl of dicks is what I say. Pardon my language. So shout out to that guy. He's a badass to me. His name is Ned Brockman. He's a badass. The dude is just like a stud. He's completely jacked. And he can do something that I would bet you less than 0.5% of people on Earth could do. But probably even less than that. Very impressive feat. All right, now let's go into, I like these stories. I find these articles about people that say, you know, this lady's a nurse. She's like, I lost 58 pounds in a year. And you're like, how did they do it? I love that her inspiration is she has sleep apnea from being fat. She was really overweight. She didn't like working out, didn't like exercising, ate like absolute crap, had high blood pressure, had a bunch of issues that I have from being a fat ass. And it was from being a fat ass. And she never wanted to do anything about it until one day her husband's like, yeah, you need to lose weight. You should start walking or something. And then that was what put her over the edge. And by the way, good kick in the ass. It made her lose. She lost 58 pounds in a year, which is impressive. And what I like about this lady, because it's easy to do. And it is and it isn't. She did two things. She started walking. And she's not even really walking that much. Apparently, she takes a very brisk pace, so that might be it. But it is walking. It's not jogging or running. But she walks, and she only goes like 3 days a week. But she goes fast and is like 3 miles. That's not very far. 5 miles is what they suggest you to do on a daily, but that's just walking. So I don't know what her pace is. And then the other thing, which to me is the most important thing that this lady does, is watches her calories. And what really helped her was an app. She used an app called My Net Diary. And really, many people don't really have any idea how much crap they're eating or how crappy you're eating. You just eat, and then you know you're eating when you're not hungry. You know you're eating stuff that's not healthy. But once you put pen to paper, so to speak, by using an app and really take note of everything you put in your mouth, it's a really good gauge. I highly recommend that if you're looking to get into shape. Just get some apps, and those things are free. Now, a lot of them are BS, and they're like, it's free, and then you get in, and they're like, oh, no, if you want to put meat in your log, you have to pay $60 a month. Eat a bag of these nuts and go find one that's free. There's a lot of free ones. There's a lot of add-on ones that are free until, like I said, you want to add certain things, and that's a bitch, and I end up trying those and then deleting them because they piss me off. But calorie trackers, diet apps, all very good, just reminders. And then she started really watching what she was eating. Trust me, that's really how this lady lost the weight. She lost the weight by counting calories, really tracking them, and putting good food in her mouth as opposed to crap food and processed food and shit food and extra tons of sodium and all that crap that we all do. I'm not casting stones at anyone because I'm the guiltiest of everyone. But a very good thing. So I really like this lady's story. 58 pounds in less than a year she lost. And it doesn't say she did a certain diet. It doesn't say she did keto or low carb or paleo or freaking carnivore or freaking fasting or any of that. It just says she watched her calories and tracked what she ate and did a caloric reduction. And if you work at a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. Now, granted, probably going to lose muscle if you go too crazy on the caloric deficit. But That's another Oprah, and we won't even get into that. I just like what that lady did. Very impressive to be doing that. I have a dog story now that I'm going to tell you that happened right after I did the last podcast. I recorded it on Thursday night and posted it for Friday, the bonus pod. So this happened Friday morning at 2 a.m. 2 a.m., I'm in my bed, and I hear Ice walking in circles next to my bed. And I know, that mofo's up to take a dump next to my bed again. So I go, hey, and he runs back to his bed. And then I get up, of course, I'm not a dick. It annoys me the dog didn't go to the bathroom when I took him out at 10 o'clock when we all went to bed. But no. So I get up and I take him outside. And I always watch him because I want to try to make sure he goes poop and pee when he goes out. So, because sometimes he'll just pee or poop and then run back in. And then he has to go the other one and wants to go back outside again a very short time later. So he goes outside and I see him pooping and I'm watching him. And granted, it's dark. I have motion sensors in my yard and on my deck, but they also go off. They're on forever, however long, and then they shut off and you're out there in the dark. So I'm watching him poop, and then I see him when he's done pooping. He stands, back up from the crouching poop position, and the dog looks behind him, jumps, and now he's running around my backyard, but now he's running around in the poop position, but he's running. He's running all around the backyard with his butt crouched down like he's got to poop, and I'm like, what? And he keeps looking behind him, and the dog is freaked out. So I'm like, what in the hell? And then soon enough, I'm on the steps. Remember, my yard is lower than my deck. I go down a flight of stairs to go down to the yard. He goes blowing by me on the steps and runs up, and he's now on the deck. And now he's doing the same thing on the deck. He's running around like a crazy dog, looking behind him and crouched down with his butt down. Okay, when he gets up on the deck, I can see, and this is where, warning, if you're eating, turn it off. My wife and my daughter are Latinas, and they have thick-ass, I call it horse hair because it clogs drains, and that stuff doesn't play, and they both have really long, really thick, thick hair, both of them, like thick hair. I can get out of the shower, run a towel over my hair, and if I don't put, mousse or gel in my hair immediately, it will be dry. And then I can't style my hair. I have to put it in immediately after I run the towel over it. No blow dryer, just run the towel over it. It's dry. I have no hair. I'm thin, short hair, nothing. But those two, if they wash their hair and then pull it up or whatever, it will still be wet at the end of the day unless they blow dry it. It's they have thick hair. So I'm assuming at some point Ice ate something off the floor. And there was my wife or daughter's hair, which is everywhere in this freaking house. And it's now coming out his butt. Now, here's the problem. The horse hair is coming out of his butt, and the poop is stuck to it. But the hair is still in his butt. So there's a big, giant chunk of poo hanging off of this horse hair that is now up the dog's butt, hanging down about 5 or 6 inches from his butt, and every time he stands up, it hits the back of his leg, and he freaks out. He freaks. The dog is like, what is happening? I pooped. There's something behind me, and it's attacking me. And this dog is terrified. He is running scared. And so it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up at 5:30 to go to work. I'm now annoyed, but I'm laughing, and I can't stop laughing. And I have to catch him, and then I have to get a paper towel. I have to hold him by the collar, and I don't want to bring him in the house because I know as soon as I bring him in the house, the hair will break and the turd will fall on the floor. So I'm holding him, and then I hold him. I go back in the bathroom, and I get the paper towel, and I come back out, and I basically grab the poop and then pull the hair out of his butt. I can't make this shit up. And I now pull the hair out of the dog's butt and grab the poop and throw it away. And the dog, when I did that, you would think it was like the story of the fairy tale where they pull the thorn out of the lion's paw. He's like so happy. He was wagging his tail like, you saved me. I don't know what the hell happened. That dog was terrified. It was funny, but not something at 2 o'clock in the morning and to have to get a paper towel and pull a hair out of your dog's ass with a turd stuck to it wasn't my ideal of awesome middle of the night entertainment. Very funny though. It was very funny. So that was my story. I still don't have an update from Mean Spiral Lady if I'm going to have the news I think I'm going to have. I have to, I'll talk to her again and find out. But in the meantime, if you are getting your Spiras on, use Fit 10 at checkout and get the Fat to Fit or Else discount. And I will give you any Spira news as soon as I get it. I think we will have some good ones, some good news coming here at least some point before the holidays, which will be awesome. So sit tight on that. I'm going to go get up on out of here. I appreciate you guys. Be healthy. Be kind to yourself. Do what you can. And don't guilt yourself or feel shitty about it. Like today, I still got 2 walks in. I got up early because the dog likes to wake me up because he's a prick. Did I mention that? And then I got a walk in for the dog straight to church. Bolted out of church and then straight to deal with my boss for the entire day. But I got it done. So I was happy. As long as I can get what I want done. And then I walked both of the dogs tonight at night. So I got a lot of walking in and that's a good day. That's a good day. I'm stoked. I ate like shit because I was on the road and I had fast food and I have more excuses if you'd like to hear them, but I ate like shit. Yeah. Let it go. Shake it off. Do what you got to do, but be kind to yourself and do what you can. Do what you can. I love that lady that lost 58 pounds just walking, being disciplined about it, but being way more disciplined about what she was eating and putting in her mouth, and she lost 58 pounds. You can do that. I can do that. We can all do that. It's choosing to do it and having the discipline to stay with it that really gets the execution. So I will talk to you again Friday for the bonus pod. Till then, see ya!